Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Have you ever wondered why some business owners seem to effortlessly stand out, attract more clients, and land opportunities? What if the key to creating that competitive edge wasn't more advertising or marketing, but something more personal, something that lasts long, like writing a book? So in today's episode, I'm going to go into how writing a book can transform your business and give you a distinct advantage, especially in days like today where the market is super crowded. So whether you're a coach, an entrepreneur, a consultant, a book can do so much more than boost your credibility. It can help you build trust. It can strengthen your personal brand. It can create new revenue streams. And it's going to open so many doors to so many opportunities you may not have even imagined. So I'm going to break down exactly how writing a book can give your business the competitive edge you've been looking for. Now, the first and most obvious benefit of writing a book is the authority it gives you. So think about this. When someone hears that you're a published author, they automatically assume you know what you're talking about. Being an author, it positions you as the expert without you even having to say a word. I mean, all your words are obviously in the book, but you don't even have to say anything. You can just give them the book and they automatically assume that you are the expert, and you then become more interesting. This is especially powerful in competitive industries like the coaching industry, let's say the fitness industry, the marketing industry, where potential clients have so many options. So let's just say you are a business consultant. Now, there might be dozens of other consultants offering similar services in your area, but when you've written a book on your subject, you instantly stand out. So instead of being one of many, you become the one who wrote the book. And the beauty of it is, though, even if you have competitors with more years of experience or even larger teams, being an author levels that playing field out. So you've created something tangible that other people haven't. And that alone sets you apart. Now, take it from me. When I wrote Published Impact, I didn't have a business. I didn't have a publishing business. I just had ideas and then a desire to help other people publish their book. But after publishing that book, everything changed. I created Idea to Impact. I started giving my book away and I used that book to generate leads. And those leads with a book build so much more trust quickly than any other marketing tactic would. So people started seeing me as someone who could offer real value as well. That single book open doors to opportunities I never expected. Now, a book just doesn't showcase your knowledge. It also helps define your personal brand. So your book becomes a reflection of who you are. I'll say that again. Your book becomes a reflection of who you are. Not only but who you are, but what you believe and what makes your approach different. So how many people in your industry offer the same types of services? What sets you apart? Often it's not just your skill set, it's the story behind the skills, it's your perspective, it's the way you connect with people, your personality. Writing a book allows you to showcase all of that. It allows you to share all of that in a way that no one else can replicate. And your book also makes your brand more memorable as well. So long after someone reads your content or hears you speak, they'll remember the book you wrote. And when they need someone in your field, you're the one who comes to mind because you've created that immediate connection. You haven't just given a business card, you've given a business card that's on steroids. And in many ways, your book becomes essentially a long-term marketing tool that keeps working for you. Now, unlike social media posts where those reels last for 10 seconds or that post just gets flooded in a doom scroll, a book has staying power. That book is in someone's house. It sits on shelves, it gets passed around, and it continues to build your brand long after you've written it. Now, one of the most exciting things about writing a book is the unexpected opportunities it creates. Once you're an author, like I said before, people start seeing you differently. So you become more than a service provider. You become a thought leader. Now, suddenly you're being invited to speak at events, appear on podcasts, collaborate with all other leaders in your industry. Why though? Because a book signals that you have something valuable to share. But it doesn't stop there as well. Your book leads to new revenue streams. Maybe you turn that book into a workshop or into an online course, or do what I did. I turned Published Impact into a high ticket program to actually help you get your book published. So maybe it does become the foundation for a high ticket coaching program you might be looking at. The point is though, a book isn't just the marketing tool. It becomes the cornerstone of your entire business model. It's where all your content comes from. Now, I've seen this happen time and time again with business owners. They start with an idea, they turn it into a book, and suddenly they're landing speaking gigs, getting media attention, attracting clients who are eager to work with them because of their expertise their book showcases. So think about the opportunities your book presents. Also as well, trust is everything in business. People do business with those they trust, and nothing builds trust or automatic trust quite like a book. Because if you've done it well, when someone reads your book, they get to know you, they get to know your story, your values, and your approach. And I think that is one of the most important things in building relationships with people. It's them getting to know the person behind the book. So your book offers that level of depth and transparency that no other marketing tool can match. And it's a great way for potential clients to spend hours with your thoughts and ideas without any pressure to buy anything. So by the time they finish your book, they feel like they know you, they feel like they trust you. And when people feel like they know you and trust you, they're likely to want to work with you. So this is why so many coaches and consultants find that writing a book leads to higher quality clients too. And the people who reach out to them, they're not just curious, they're already convinced that they want to work with them. So the book has already done the hard work. It's done the hard work of building that trust. So you can start creating that relationship. You start feeling more comfortable with potential clients because you become that magnet for somebody who, if you've done it well and written the book well, the right client will come to you. And like I said earlier in this episode, competition is fierce in most industries. You've got so many fitness coaches, so many business coaches, so many mindset coaches. So, you know, whether you are a business coach, a fitness expert, or a financial advisor, there's heaps around your industries, and if not hundreds of others offering similar services. So how do you stand out? Writing a book is one of the most effective ways to differentiate yourself. Now, while your competitors are busy trying to outspend each other on ads or post more frequently on social media, you're doing something they're not. You're creating a tangible asset that sets you apart. And here's the best part about it. It doesn't have to be a massive novel, 400-page masterpiece. A well-written, tailored book that provides real value can just be as powerful. In fact, sometimes the shorter the better. So more practical books for, let's say, lead generation can often have a bigger impact because they're easier for readers to consume and to apply as well. And finally, your book is a long-term marketing asset. So most marketing efforts have a short shelf life. Ads stop running, they stop performing, social media posts get buried amongst everybody who's doing them, and your email campaigns can lose momentum. But your book is always going to be there. It keeps working for you indefinitely. Someone can look your name up in Google, get your book for free or buy your book, or you can hand it out, and they can start learning from you straight away. Imagine this. Someone buys your book today, they read it over the next few weeks, and then reaches out to you months later when they're ready to hire someone with your expertise. Your book becomes that constant presence in their life, and it subtly reminds them of the value that you offer. And it doesn't just work for lead generation as well. Your book can be used in your broader marketing strategy. So let's just say what I do is I send my books to podcast guests. I send them to clients, new clients as a gift. And I also use it as a lead magnet to grow my email list as well. The possibilities of your book are endless. The key is though to recognize that a book is more than just something you sell. The book is a powerful marketing asset that's going to drive your business forward for years to come. So if you've been wondering how to gain an edge in your industry, maybe it's time to stop chasing the latest marketing trend and start focusing on something more powerful, something that's going to last, which is your expertise, your story, and ultimately your book. Now, writing a book is not just about sharing what you know again. It's about positioning yourself as a leader, building trust with your audience, and creating opportunities that set you apart from the competition, because it is fierce out there. Now, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a fellow business owner who may be thinking of writing a book. And I want you to remember, your idea is enough to get started. So with the right plan, you can write a book that not only boosts your business, but it will create more income, impact, and influence in your industry and transform your entire trajectory in your entire career. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.